إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, ودعنا شعيرة من شعائر الإسلام عظيمة، وموسما من مواسم الله كريما، وأياما محببات إلى الله يعظم فيها الأجر ما لا يعظم في غيرها. وأحب قبل أن ينقضي موسم الحج، وهو طبعا انقضى، ولكن لعل هناك من لم يطف طواف الإفاضة، أن أنظر إلى خطبة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم، خطبة الوداع. فقد أرسى فيها صلى الله عليه وسلم قواعد الأخوة، وبنى دعائم المجتمع المسلم، ونفى عنه الجاهلية، وحرم الربا، وأوصى بالاستمساك بسنته صلى الله عليه وسلم مع الاستمساك بكتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى، كما أوصى صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمرأة في خطبة الوداع وهي شقيقة الرجل، فقال: استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. فما هو موقف المرأة من الإسلام، وما موقف الإسلام من المرأة؟ Dear brothers and sisters, we are saying farewell to a great season of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the great pillars of Islam, Al-Hajj, and days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded. What is not rewarded in other days? I like to reflect very quickly upon Khutbat Al-Wada', the farewell sermon of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his khutbah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he established the brotherhood within the Islamic ummah. فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُخْوَةٌ. And he reminded the Muslims to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَأَحُثُّكُمْ عَلَى طَاعَتِهِ وأستفتح بالذي هو خير، أيها الناس اسمعوا قولي فإني لا أدري لعلي لا ألقاكم بعد عامي هذا بهذا الموقف أبدا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reminded the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم and those who attended the Hajj in that year, who were in excess of 100,000, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to listen to his khutbah. And he said that maybe he will never be in the same stance and position again, and that was true. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away after that. And then he established the rules of ukhuwa. Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum haramun alaykum ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha. He made the blood of a Muslim, the property of a Muslim, and the honor of a Muslim unlawful and haram upon the others. The same being sacred as the month of Dhul Hijjah, in the house on and the place of Mecca, and in the day of Arafah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about usury and riba and made it haram, and so on and so forth. And then he said, وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَضِلُّوا بَعْدَهُ إِنْ اعْتَصَمْتُمْ بِهِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيهِ. I have left amongst you, you will never go astray if you hold tight to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he said, he reminded people, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَكُمْ أَلَا فَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَصَلُّوا خَمْسَكُمْ وَصُومُوا شَهْرَكُمْ وَأَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ طَيِّبَةً بِهَا أَنفُسُكُمْ وَتَحُجُّونَ بَيْتَ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا وُلَاةَ أُمُورِكُمْ تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ. So he said, O people, there is no prophet after me, and there is no ummah, there is no nation after you. Worship your Lord, pray your five, fast your month, pay your zakah, the zakah of your wealth and property, طَيِّبَةً بِهَا أَنفُسُكُمْ, being happy to do so, and perform pilgrimage to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, obey your leaders. That is, of course, without ordering you to do something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen. You will go to Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if of you, Lord. The one which I'd like to concentrate upon today is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding women. وَاسْتَوْصُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ لِنِسَائِكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَقًّا وَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ حَقًّا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fear Allah in women. You have married them by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are duties upon you for your women, and there are duties upon your women for you. I'd like to very quickly go over that. وَاسْتَوْصُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا, and show that Islam honored the woman as a human, honored the woman as a Muslim, honored the woman as a wife, honored the woman as a mother, honored the woman as a daughter. Indeed, Islam honored the woman in all aspects and raised them, elevated them in such a position that no other civilization that was not guided by the truth elevated them into. Not before and not until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have indeed, the meaning of the ayat, honored the children of Adam, and we have carried them on land and sea and given them sustenance, and have preferred them or elevated them above many of those we have created with a marked preferment. So the woman comes out under that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the children of Adam, men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that Allah created both couples, the male and female, from a sperm. So both the beginning of a woman and a beginning of a man is the same beginning. I remember many, many years ago in the 70s at Leeds University, I attended a lecture by some Muslim scholar, and he was talking about women. And then after the talk, a very respected English gentleman stood up and asked a question. And the reason I'm describing the man, because if you hear the question, you may think that someone is really playing around, but he was not. And he said, in Islam, does a woman have a soul? Of course, any Muslim, even the least knowledgeable Muslim, would laugh at such a question. There is no way that Islam thinks within that context. And then he mentioned that there has been a debate throughout the history of Christianity whether or not a woman has a soul. This is absurd. This is unheard of as far as Islam is concerned. A woman is a human as much as a man. We don't even mention that because it goes without saying, but we remind ourselves. The second thing is that equality in terms of thawab, in terms of reward, in terms of position in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their prayers saying that I do not waste the deed of any one amongst you, a male or a female. بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. Some of you are from the others. And if you think about it, we come from a male and a female, and a male comes from a male and a female. So we come from one another. And then, of course, the general theme in Quran is that all the address is for both men and women. Unless there is anything specific regarding men or women, then it is mentioned and it is understood. So women are included in the address of Al-Quran. Also, dear brothers and sisters, I also would like to remind you that our khutbas, although it is wajib for brothers to attend, but some sisters would like to attend, and I think that's a good idea, alhamdulillah, to learn. Whatever we say, we mean it for both men and women, unless, as I mentioned, there is any specific reason to say that men, for example, have certain duties that are not upon women, or vice versa. And that is mentioned more than once in the Quran. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Then it is really whoever does a good deed, whether a male or a female, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to give them a wonderful life, a happy life, and then to reward them by Al-Jannah later on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us examples in Al-Quran. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط، كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ومريم ابنة عمران إلى آخر الآيات. الله سبحانه وتعالى gave examples of women in history. Some of them, they were wives of prophets, like Imra'at, the wife of Lut and the wife of Nuh. And yet, they did not choose to believe. And being a wife of a prophet or a great messenger did not really benefit these women. And also, some ulama reflects into this ayat saying that aqidah and iman is not obligatory. If it was, then the prophet would have obliged and compelled his wife to believe in his message. But he couldn't do that. He would just call people to iman and it's up to them to believe. And the same example is given by Asia, radiallahu anha, the wife of Fir'aun. She believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build a home for her at his kingdom. Ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a great example of Maryam. Mary, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, of her piety, her patience, her contribution to humanity in terms of Iman and Islam. At the end of the day, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. At the end of the day, the best amongst you is the most pious. And that goes for a man or a woman. A more pious woman is better than a less pious man. Definitely without any question regarding that. And that what really matters. Position and status and responsibilities may differ. But at the end of the day, reward is given according to the deed and according to piety. And those who are at the forefront are those who are for more pious, whether these are men or women. I would like also to talk very quickly, because that is a subject on its own, about honoring women as mothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله سبحانه وتعالى ordained توحيد upon mankind, and after that أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, not to worship but him alone سبحانه وتعالى. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and to be kind to your parents, particularly when they grow older. We should not speak to them but in the best possible way. Even a word like أُف, just to reflect that maybe we are not happy with what they have said to us, is not allowed in Islam. In particular, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave special status to the mother amongst the two parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ وَضَعَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وحملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها. In another ayat, that the mother did extra job as far as bringing us up, and she went through grave hardship, and that is before you even existed, because you know your your father, usually I'm saying, he has responsibility upon you, and you realize that when you are older. Oh, your father came, your father went, he did this, he brought that, etc. But the mother, her job starts when you are a sperm. Then morning sickness, heaviness, delivery when you are due, breastfeeding, and so on. It is very, very hard job. I'm sure most of us will not be able to do it. You may not be able to look after a child for a week and not sleeping much during that week. A mother would do that with happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a status because of that and reminded us of her status. And the man who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي? Who is best for my companionship? He said, your mother. He said, and then? He said, your mother. He said, and then? He said, your mother. He said, and then? Or whom? He said, your father. So the mother has three times the status in terms of motherhood over the fatherhood, and that is because of her functionality in bearing you and delivering you and rearing you for years that you had no knowledge whatsoever. You may forget. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith reminded us. In this case, al-umm, the mother, is a school. الأم مدرسة إذا أعددتها أعددت شعبا طيب الأعراق. I am sure if you think very carefully, you'll find that a lot of the good things in you, after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may come from your mother, from her wise words. I personally remember a lot of words that my mother told me once, and I believe, wallahu alam, mobilized my life. Just once. So the mother has got a great responsibility in that, of course, from her side. And from your side, you have the duty of respect and love and care for your mother. The mother is the mothers are the mothers of prophets and messengers. They are mothers of great scholars and ulama and mujahideen. And they are the mothers of worshippers, ubbad, and people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the pious ones, and the believers, and so on. That is the mother. She is the mother of all these people. In a hadith, Al-Jannah tahta aqdam al-ummahat, this hadith, this particular text is not sahih, but there is, of course, the meaning is very much sahih, because in another hadith by Muawiyah ibn Jahima, that is narrated by An-Nasa'i wa Tabrani wa Hassanahu wa Sahahahu al-Hakim wa Faqh al-Dhahabi wa ghayru, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, there is a battle and I want to join. He said, do you have a mother? He said, yes. He said, إِلْزَمْ رِجْلَهَا, be close to her feet, or foot, or feet. فَثَمَّ الْجَنَّةِ, the paradise is there, at the feet of your mother. If you miss that, brothers, you missed a lot. Because that is a hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَالْزَمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهَا. Be close to your mother because Jannah is underneath her foot. Another aspect of a woman is the daughter. And as the poet say, لَوْلَا بُنَيَّاتٌ كَزُغْبِ الْقَطَى رُدِدْنَ مِنْ بَعْضٍ إِلَى بَعْضٍ لَكَانَ لِي مُضْطَرَبٌ وَاسِعٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الطُّولِ وَالْعَرْضِ وَإِنَّمَا أَوْلَادُنَا بَيْنَنَا أكبادنا تمشي على الأرض لو هبت الريح على بعضهم لم تنعت عيني من الغمض. A daughter is a great news for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever is gifted by three daughters, they will be a veil for him from hellfire. And then a man said unto Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said unto, and another one, he said, and one, he said, and one. A veil from the hellfire if the daughter is raised worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being pious. What a daughter needs is a role model from both parents, mother and father, definitely. If she sees the care and love and tenderness of her father with her mother, she will love to have a family. She'll be encouraged. She'll look forward to such a life. And then to put her in her position, not to interfere with her specifics. You should teach her to pray and to fast, and you should teach her Al-Quran. You should teach her everything about Islam. And if you can teach her to the status of scholarship, Jazakallahu khayran, we need scholar women to give da'wah to women. And she should have equal opportunity as far as education is concerned. No one should distinguish, and there is no proof that we should distinguish. And you should approach your daughter with tenderness and kindness. Rifqan bil qawarir. Be careful with the fragile ones. Aqulu hadha al-qawl wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum fastaghfirun. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Can you please make some spaces for the standing up brothers? I'm sure you can. Squeeze in a little bit. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيكم. يفسح الله لكم. The other woman we want to talk about is the wife that should be selected very carefully, as a father should select a pious man for his daughter, a man should select a pious woman for himself. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ. Go for the one with deen, with religion, with piety. She fears Allah, she follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. That is the wife you want to have. She is your partner. النساء شقائق الرجال. The women are split of men. You have your duties and she has her duties. And then you should really help each other to perform. Because sometimes you may need help. And the strange thing that a lot of women nowadays, they help in businesses, they help in financially and so on. And yet, when a man comes to help his wife in housework and so on, rearing children, you know, some men finds it a little bit demanding or strange. It shouldn't, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam كان يكون في عمل أهله. He used to help. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his position is the most demanding and highest position, not only across all duties, but across history. And yet, at home, he used to help his wives. He used to mend his garment. He used to repair his shoes. He used to milk the sheep, etc. And then, when the adhan is announced, he leaves the house immediately, as if he does not know them. So when it is the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the man should attend to the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A woman should be respected. A woman should be thanked. You should not take things for granted. If the food is put in front of you, Jazakallahu khayran, you should say Jazakallahu khayran. Not only to reflect your appreciation, but also to teach your children to respect others. If you cannot show respect to your wife, do you think your children can ever show respect to anyone on earth? You should give that respect to the wife, because she is the mother of your children. She is your partner. She is your lover. Saying thank you, showing respect, being a partner is things that should be done. I don't want to dwell, this is a whole subject on its own. Just to remind you, Islam elevated the status of women very highly. It elevated her status as a human being, elevated her status as a Muslim, elevated her status as a mother, elevated her status as a daughter and a wife, and indeed, of course, as an auntie and as a sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the women. If we elevate women to their status that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us of during his khutbah and in many, many hadiths indeed, then our ummah will be a lot more functional. It will be far more successful by the end, by the will of Allah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم، والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذ أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من براثن الصهاينة اليهود المجرمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رده إلى المسلمين يا الله. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصرهم على الظالمين، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا في العراق، اللهم احقن دماءهم، اللهم انصرهم على المجرمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر، اللهم رد الحق إلى نصابه، اللهم رد الحق إلى نصابه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في تونس وفي المغرب وفي الجزائر وفي ليبيا، اللهم انصرهم في الباكستان وفي الهند وفي مانيمار، وانصرهم في أندونيسيا وفي ماليزيا، انصرهم في الصومال، وانصرهم في إثيوبيا. اللهم انصرهم فوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.